This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if you're a farmer, you still have a couple more weeks to nominate a school in your community for up to $25,000 in grant money. Community Outreach Manager Tracy Mueller says Monsanto's America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Program deadline is April 2nd.
Yes, there is, April 2nd. So we partner with farmers to award more than $2.3 million to rural school districts to improve STEM education, that's science, technology, engineering, and math. And farmers have the opportunity to nominate their local school districts. So, and they have until April 2nd to do it. It's very easy. Go to americasfarmers.com, and under the Grow Rural Education tab, all they have to do is enter their information and hit submit. Once that happens, we contact the teachers or principal, school superintendents, whoever, and let them know they've been nominated. Then they can go online, and they have until April 15th to submit a grant application.
So, fairly easy process to win some big dollars here. We're not just talking a couple hundred bucks, a lot bigger than that, and this money has funded some great programs.
Definitely. So they can apply for either a $10,000 or a $25,000 grant. This money has gone towards all kinds of things. One school in Illinois, they actually built a prosthetic arm for a farmer who had lost it in a farming accident with a 3D printer, which is kind of amazing. There are other stories that are just as important, maybe not as amazing as that one, but there was a school whose lab equipment hadn't been updated since 1970. That's like over 45 years old equipment that they were using. And then specifically in your counties, I noticed they have one school bought a ton of Chromebooks and then a cart to hold all those Chromebooks so they could go to different, to the science lab, to the math classes, all over. And then laptops, greenhouses, all kinds of things.
Well, so cool and such a great program and helping out these school districts. And your example of lab equipment that was 45 years old, definitely long overdue. And that's pretty awesome that Monsanto could help fund that improvement. And you'd mentioned the Chromebooks. I know those went to a school in our listening area. Several counties have actually had schools that have been recipients of this funding.
Yes, they definitely have. So Greene County, they have won $60,000. Macoupin has won $60,000. Christian has won $60,000. And Madison has won $10,000. So, yeah, schools can apply and win multiple times. So if you won last year, folks, then don't think that you can't win this year. It's all about the grant.
So for farmers listening, pretty easy steps that they need to take to nominate a school. Tracy, could you remind us of those again?
Sure. Just visit americasfarmers.com, and under the Grow Rural Education tab, just enter your information, name, address, email, and hit submit, and that's easy. And it makes such a big impact in the rural communities.
And Monsanto's not only helping schools in our listening area or in our state. This is nationwide?
Yes, it is definitely nationwide. And to date, we have given more than $2.3 million to rural school districts across the country. And specifically in Illinois, we've given $1.1 million to date.
Awesome. Well, what a great program. Tracy, thanks for sharing with us today. If farmers would like more information, or anyone listening that would like more information about this program, is there a website that they could visit?
Yep, americasfarmers.com, and just make sure to go to the Grow Rural Education tab.
Tracy Mueller, Community Outreach Manager for Monsanto. Well, in other news, farmers who would like to run for a 3-year term on the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, the Illinois Soybean Program Operating Board, or the Illinois Sheep and Wool Marketing Board can now start circulating nomination petitions. Petitions are available through the commodity groups and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. The deadline to complete and return the petitions is May 15th for the Corn Marketing Board and the Soybean Program Operating Board, and May 31st for the Sheep and Wool Marketing Board candidates. To be eligible, each candidate must be at least 18 years of age, have produced and marketed the pertinent commodity during 2017, reside in the district to be represented, and have submitted a valid petition by the filing deadline. Elections for all three boards will be held on July 5th of this year. The list of counties holding commodity elections include the following: the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, District 11, which includes the counties of Christian, Effingham, Fayette, Montgomery, and Shelby, and District 14, Bond, Clinton, Madison, Monroe, St. Clair, and Washington counties. Illinois Soybean Program Operating Board districts are outside of the listening area, but the Illinois Sheep and Wool Marketing Board includes District 5, the counties of Adams, Brown, Calhoun, Cass, Greene, Jersey, Macoupin, Morgan, Pike, Schuyler, and Scott counties. And of course, for more information, you can contact the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Well, looking at some national ag news, Bayer's plan to get antitrust approval from the U.S. Justice Department hasn't satisfied the expectations of U.S. officials. Two sources told Bloomberg that those officials are worried that the merger could hurt competition. The department feels the Bayer proposal to sell off assets doesn't go far enough. The U.S. government wants Bayer to sell off more of its assets in order to resolve its concerns. While negotiations between the two sides are continuing, those sources tell Bloomberg that a settlement is still likely months away. Representatives for Bayer, Monsanto, and the Justice Department all declined to comment on the story. Bayer's $66 billion takeover of Monsanto is, of course, a part of a recent wave of consolidation in the ag, seed, and crop chemical firms. The companies are still seeking approval from U.S. and EU regulators after two other major deals that we're familiar with were approved. Those, of course, were Dow Chemical and DuPont, as well as China National Chemical Corporation and Syngenta. Well, looking at upcoming events, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a drive-through pork cookout tomorrow from 11 to 1 in the Farm Bureau parking lot in Carlinville. Pork chops and pork burgers will be available. Proceeds benefit the Macoupin County Ag Education Foundation that supports Macoupin County Ag Scholarships and the Ag in the Classroom program. For more information or to place an order, you can call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.